You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Hello, badass leaders and rebels. How often do you get calls or requests to try out some kind of personality test that will help you really understand yourself and then have phenomenal success? I bet you answer frequently, especially now when 1 year is winding down and the next will begin very shortly. And how many times have you taken those tests? Probably lots, as long as they were free or rock bottom cheap. And I'm not talking about the garbage on Facebook. I'm talking about Myers-Briggs, DISC, the 16PF, Hexaco, Colors, Revise, Neo-iSync, and even the introvert-extrovert argument. The reason I am chatting about this subject, this past week I have had three requests about this stuff. The first was from a friend to join her Colby group so that I could understand my relationship with money. Well, since I am a CPA and pretty well my entire life has been about showing and delivering for others on how to make a ton of money in their own businesses, I think it's fair to say I understand my relationship with money. The second was from a fellow I did not know who wanted to do an interview for his first book, which was all about success and introverts, and he wanted to discuss my, quote, personal intersection of success and introversion, unquote. Honestly, I had to study that phrase to try and understand what the hell he wanted me to talk about. I so hate the jargon of today. Then I got an email from somebody in Asia wanting to sell me the Myers-Briggs certification for the cheapest price in the world so that I could understand myself better. Alrighty then. I believe all these personality tests can be extremely illuminating. And the funny thing is, they show the same inherent traits when you're 20, 30, 40, 50, and even 90 years old. Because we humans don't change our basic personality. And there are a few terrific benefits to these tests. They can force you to look at some of the darker sides of your personality and help you understand why others have issues with certain things you say or do. They can fill in some of the blanks or holes and help you understand why you might be the way you are. And they are absolutely terrific at putting you into a category of fellow kindred spirits. I mean, we humans love to take shortcuts. And labels are the easiest shortcuts to take. So let me share with you some of my labels. I was born a Leo. I'm an introvert, although I learned how to be an extrovert. In Myers-Briggs, I am an INTJ, introvert, intuitive, thinking, and judgmental. 10% of the population fits in this category, so there's not a whole bunch of us. My Colby assessment says I'm exceptionally quick getting an idea off the ground, and anything mundane and routine makes me very ill. And apparently, with the fascination test, I'm the victor. Respected, always improving, and an admired achiever. So why on earth am I sharing all this? One reason only. Is there anything that you just heard that sounds like it would make me more successful? Of course not. These are just labels, just about me. I used to think knowing all this stuff was really important, but as I got wiser, I met and watched other Leos, other INTJs, and other folks with very similar assessments in Colby and in Fascinate. And you know what I saw? A bunch of people categorized with similar, but very different attitudes and values from me. Because within each label or category, each person was indeed on a very different life path. And the level of success every person had in the same category was completely different from mine. Some had very little leadership success, others had a bit, still others had more. And their success was not dependent on their labels or categories. There are many reasons for success. You've heard the one about opportunity meets preparation. You've likely heard the who you know is better than what you know. And you can probably cite a bunch of people you know who had lucky breaks. Family, friends, strangers who gave them amazing opportunities, or someone who had a few extra educational degrees, or maybe just married into the right circumstances. So can I. There is one indisputable guaranteed success factor that has been around for centuries, does not get a lot of airplay, is not taught in school, can be termed very old-fashioned or vintage if you like, takes a long time to get traction, but when that traction takes hold, is with you a very long time and pays dividends into perpetuity. It sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it? I know. I've been using it for more than 35 years. It's called Flip Me Upside Down. What? Okay. How about turn me into we? I am absolutely serious. The awesome and exceptional leaders today rarely think about themselves or their personalities, or their issues. The absolutely awesome and exceptional leaders of today think about the we in their lives, other people, their teams, first. You know, we humans can't do much on our own. For most of us, our lives are boring with some very high and very low moments. And we rely on others, our family and our friends, to help us navigate those moments. I must tell you, I've never met a person who looked inward or had a huge me complex. I've never met anybody like that have real, lasting, sustainable success. But I have met people, and I've had the pleasure of helping other people who have an outward focus or a bigger global focus be very successful. And I'm talking normal people with normal problems. Mental health, alcoholics, drug addictions, divorcees, little formal education, not born into money, and all across every industry. They got what they wanted by either focusing on we or allowing me to change their focus to we. I recently received a comprehensive 2019 report, which revealed how world-class leaders set themselves apart. According to Harvard University, the number one skill employees look to their leaders to do well is team building. Yet only 20% of all employees today feel they experience it. That means 80% of all people working today are not happy with the way they're being treated. The best way I know how to treat all people is to turn your me into we. And how do you go about doing this? Let me give you just two ideas I have used all the time. Number one, quit obsessing about your corporate goals. Quit obsessing about how you will or will not make them. Instead, obsess about helping your people reach their goals within the context of what you want. Reframe it. Because if you demonstrate that you are helping them to reach 50% of their personal goals, they will give you at a minimum 125% of your goals. The second idea is share equally in the good and the bad times. I've never met anyone who held out for more money in the good years. And I've never met anyone who groused about how they were treated when the times were tough. That's because bonus plans based on results achieved, not rank or seniority, work exceptionally well, especially with short-term or monthly, medium-term annually, and longer-term, say 2 to 3 years, in place for everyone. And the same goes for when the results are less than stellar. There is no extra money to pay out, and you're even faced with cutting or laying off staff. Make sure whatever decisions you make, you impact you as well as them. The first time I announced I too would take unpaid weeks with my people was an eye-opener for everyone. So please believe me, when your team realizes you see them as in it with you, and there is no special favors for senior management, the bonds of loyalty and trust will never be broken. Collectively, you will get huge cooperation to move as close to your objectives as humanly possible. There are some amazing pieces of team technology available now to help you flip me into we. They're very effective and they're not rock bottom cheap. If you're interested, go to the website bulletproofconsulting.ca and let me buy you a mentoring session. Book a call and I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about and get you headed in the right direction. Hey, listen. Flipping your me to we is the one guaranteed way I know to bring you mountains of success. And you know, just like I do, anything is possible. There's only two things you need: focus and commitment. I believe in you, and I know you can make the impact you want. Have a terrific week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.